This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Goyan. The second part of the budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till 4th April, will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur tomorrow. The state has been under the President's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. Our correspondent reports that during the session, discussion and voting on demands for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will be taken up. Besides financial business, several legislations including the Banking Laws Amendment Bill, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 and the Railways Amendment Bill will be taken up for discussion and passage during the second leg of the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article written by Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, on the role of artificial intelligence in empowering women. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, apart from being extremely useful for women, AI is also helpful in creating new opportunities. Additionally, Ms. Thakur said that AI can create new opportunities for women and also enable them to play a decisive role in society. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has urged upon the leaders of the Arunachal Pradesh Students' Union to retrospect and bring in reforms to cleanse its election process from corruption. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Inter-Tribe Festival 2025, organized by APSU yesterday, the Chief Minister termed corruption as one of the major hurdles in functioning of a government as well as any organization. He informed that the erstwhile Special Investigation Cell has been upgraded to Anti-Corruption Bureau, giving it more leverage to deal with corruption in the state government. The Chief Minister also called for introspection by APSU leaders on a future beyond APSU. On the occasion, the Chief Minister paid rich tributes to all former APSU leaders, especially the founding president and secretary. He recollected that APSU was formed in 1972 with a sole objective to resolve the Chakma Hajong refugee issue. The first National Lok Adalat of the year was conducted successfully in various subordinate courts of Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. 21 benches constituted in the District and Sessions Court conducted this year's first National Lok Adalat, organized by Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority, Itanagar. Over 265 cases were disposed of out of total 1,776 taken up cases, both pre-litigation and pending stage, in a single day. The Lok Adalat is conducted in a single sitting to ease the burden of the pending cases and to reduce the burden of the courts. Two dedicated junior volunteers from Bembusa Library, Teju, represented Lohit District in the Festival of Nurturing Young Minds at Shillong from March 5 to 7 last. The duo was among the 300 students selected from four states for the festival. The festival was organized by Northeastern Regional Institute of Education, a unit of NCERT. The Rajiv Gandhi University celebrated International Women's Day by honoring women's achievements and empowerment at the university's campus yesterday. The event featured an insightful session titled Women Achievers, a Conversation, moderated by Moji Riva, where distinguished panelists shared insights on success, challenges, and societal changes needed for women's progress. On the occasion, a video message from the renowned Arunachali women across various fields was also presented. The Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society conducted its 141st monthly literary sitting in the office of APLS today. The literary session was dedicated to celebrate International Women's Day. A free health camp was organized at the Anant Moy Kalibari Campus High Region Pasighat yesterday. Addressing the gathering, General Secretary AKB Birmangal Singh informed that altogether 124 persons were treated by experienced doctors and health officials. In cricket, New Zealand has set a target of 252 for India in a summit clash of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025 in Dubai. Opting to bat in spin-friendly conditions, New Zealand managed to score 251 for 7 in the allotted 50 overs. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.